Well, thank you very much for still sticking to this conference. Topic of my dissertation, this was a part of my dissertation that I conducted at Drexel, and I realize that the title is a little bit misleading. I am going to be talking about prescription drug misuse, and I know, but I'm also including also illicit drug use among these substance using young MSM. I don't have any relationships to disclose. I just want to describe quickly some of the terms that I'm going to be using in this presentation. We all know what is YMSM, but for this particular study, I was interested in YMSM. I define YMSM as a young man who have a sex with men, ages 18 to 29, regardless of whether they self-identify as a straight, gay, bisexual. Prescription drug misuse, what we mean by that is intentional use of prescription drugs taken outside of confines of doctor's prescription, whether it's for experience or feeling these drugs cause. And of course, there are many prescription drugs, but what I'm focused on was on pain pills or opioids, tranquilizers and stimulants, so these three classes of drugs. And bisexual risk behaviors, what we mean is unprotected anal intercourse, as well as the increased number of partners. Why prescription drug misuse? In the last 10 to 15 years, we've seen a dramatic increase in prescription drug misuse, which has been manifested in lots of consequences. One of them was a dramatic increase in number of ED visits, as well as a dramatic increase in adverse reactions related to prescription drug misuse. In 2009, an estimated 16.3% of U.S. population has reported lifetime prescription drug misuse, and particularly this number has been even higher among young adults ages 18 to 25, who reported almost one-third of them reported the prescription drug misuse. So why prescription drug misuse among young MSM? There has been a limited research on prescription drug misuse among sexual minorities, particularly among young MSM, even though a substantial body of research consistently shows high rates of tobacco, alcohol, illicit drug use among young MSM as compared to heterosexual young adults. Another facet of this issue is that we've seen in the last decade that YMSM are still accounting for almost one quarter of new HIV infections, and a lot of research has shown that substance use is strongly associated with increased HIV risk behaviors. So there are many factors that might contribute to prescription drug misuse and to sexual risk behaviors. What I've choose to focus for this presentation are some of them. I looked at the adverse childhood experiences, particularly childhood abuse. I looked at some of the contributing factors according to sexual minority stress, such as experiences of homophobia, racism, social homophobia, and racism, as well as the internalized homophobia. And as also I looked at the mental health status. I looked at the depression, anxiety, somatization, and stress. So overall aim was to examine association of these risk factors with high levels of prescription drug misuse among young MSM. In determining, I used the two theories to devise a conceptual framework. Minority stress model by Mayer, which basically posits that childhood abuse, that experiences of discrimination and victimization, as well as the adverse childhood experiences, cause an increased mental health burden. And all these three risk factors, such as childhood abuse, mental health burden, and experience of discrimination, they might contribute to increased substance use, as well as risky behavior, risky sexual behaviors. So for this study I recruited 191 young MSM who were current prescription drug misusers. So one of the enrollment criteria was that they had to misuse a prescription drug in the last 6 months. The other either pain pills or opioids, tranquilizers or stimulants. The other criteria was that they had to report engaging, whether it's anal or oral sex with a man in the last 6 months. I used the both targeted and chain referral sampling. This was a study that was conducted in Philadelphia, and the recruitment was happened from November of 2012 to July of 2013. I went to different bars, clubs, a number of LGBT events in Philadelphia, spent a lot of time in parks and streets and the street hangouts, a lot of visits to community-based organizations that cater to young MSM in Philadelphia, as well as this part of recruitment happened on Philadelphia colleges and universities. Sampling was stratified in order to ensure the equal representation of three age groups, 18 to 21, 22 to 25, and 26 to 29. This was a mixed method study. This part was conducted using the quantitative survey. Was conducted using computer-assisted survey instrument that was loaded on iPad, and these participants received the $25 compensation for their time. So just to show you, for those of you who are familiar with Philadelphia, the participants were recruited from all over Philadelphia. Mainly the gay neighborhood, LGBT neighborhood, is around in the center city. That's where the biggest number came, but also a lot of from West Philly, from Northeast, and then also some adjacent suburbs of Jersey and Pennsylvania, mainly in Jersey, mainly Camden. For this particular analysis, I used the descriptive and correlation analysis that examined distribution and association of these stressors. I then used the logistic regression models to examine association of these stressors with increased levels of prescription drug misuse, illicit drug use, and sexual misbehaviors, and also evaluate the partially mediated path model that linked some of these significant stressors with sexual misbehaviors via prescription drug misuse and illicit drug use as a potential mediators. So just to give you a brief overview of demographics, mean age was 23.7. As I said, equal representation of three age groups, 60, 66, 65. As far as the race, sample was pretty equally racially, the racial composition of the sample was pretty equal, about third white, third African-American, and third of others, mainly multiracial. As far as the sexual identity, self-identified sexual identity, 57.1 self-identify as a gay or homosexual, and then 43% as a bisexual, heterosexual, or other. There was a lot of participants reported lifetime diagnosis for STI, 44%, and about 16% were HIV positive. As I said, in order to enroll in this study, they had to misuse a prescription drug. The most commonly class of prescription drug that was misused were opioids and tranquilizers, both about 80%. And then I used the median to dichotomize the sample for each drug class into those who had low levels and high levels of a particular prescription class. And for stimulants, about 52% misused the stimulants in the last 6 months. As far as illicit drugs, I looked at anything but marijuana, so all other illicit drugs, such as GHB, mainly was ecstasy, a little bit of a crystal methamphetamine, lots of cocaine, some crystal meth. About half of the sample, a little bit over half of a sample, engaged in unprotected anal intercourse, and the median number of sex partner was a 5. And I also used the median number of sex partners to divide and sample into those who had a high or versus low number of sex partners in the last 6 months. Some descriptive statistics for indicators of risk factors. I used a number of psychosocial variables. For example, for childhood abuse, I used the Bernstein Childhood Trauma Questionnaire, and any score above the none or minimal was classified as abuse. And as you can see, a prevalence of abuse in this sample was significantly higher than in some other sample of YMSM. For lifetime victimization, I used the scales that were previously used by group in from CHLA and they were adopted from their studies, experiences of homophobia, experiences of racism, experiences of social homophobia and racism, as well as internalized homophobia. These numbers are a bit on the lower side, but however, there was there indicates a standard deviation indicates a wide variance. For current mental health burden, I used the BSI 18, and I looked at the depression, anxiety, and somatization. Again, these scores were normal. These scores are actually T scores that are used gender-specific community norms. And for stress, I used the perceived stress scale by Cohen. And some of the questions that asked was, for example, I asked about perceived stress in the past month. Again, these numbers for the mental health burden might indicate a little bit higher levels of mental health burden than in the regular samples of MSM or YMSM. There was a high degree of association among different stressors. As indicated, I just want to show you that almost every a stressor was associated with each other. It was all positive associated correlation. Then I proceeded, based on the results of bivariate analysis, I proceeded to look at the multivariate models. One of the things that remains significant in these multivariate models for high misuse of pain pills, one thing that remained significant was physical abuse. And for high misuse of tranquilizers, what remained significant was a sexual abuse. So even in these samples of high-risk YMSM, sexual and physical abuse still remains significant for high levels of substance use. There was nothing really significant for stimulants as far as the risk factors. There were some demographic non-whites were less likely to misuse of stimulants. As far as for illicit drugs, there was those who experienced the high levels of racism, as well as those who experienced the high levels of somatization, reported high levels of somatization, they were more likely to report illicit drug use in this sample. As far as the sexual behaviors, when I looked at the association between these adversity variables, sexual risk behavior, nothing really remained significant in the multivariate models. There are some demographic factors that are still remaining significant, particularly, for example, for unprotected anal intercourse. Those who were older and those who were self-identified as a gay, they were more likely to report unprotected anal intercourse in the last 6 months. Based on results of bivariate association and these multivariate models, I proceeded to test potential, I did a partial path analysis and mediation where I looked, because in the bivariate association, high misuse of opioids as well as illicit use was associated with the increased number of sexual partners. So I proceeded to using path analysis and using weighted least squares mean and variance adjusted estimation and followed by test of indirect effects using bias-corrected bootstrap method. What it showed is basically that illicit drug use remain potential mediator between these stressors and a high number of sex partners. However, high levels of opioids misuse did not remain significant. It's not a viable mediator. So, of course, this study has a number of limitations. It's a cross-sectional sample. It's a sample of high-risk young MSM. It's focused on Philadelphia, so it's not generalizable to other geographic areas. And some of the, I also haven't examined some of the other risk factors that might be associated particularly with sexual risk behavior, such as some of the network factors and the peer influence. But I think what we can say from this study is that exposure to childhood abuse is associated with the higher misuse of pain pills and tranquilizers, and as well as experiences of racial discrimination, higher levels of psychological distress in the form of the somatic symptoms are associated with illicit drug use among young MSM who are current misusers of prescription drugs. Another conclusion that came out of this analysis is that substance use, and in particular illicit drug use, might mediate association between risk factors and sexual risk behaviors. And some of the preliminary analysis that I conducted indicates that actually multiplicity or synergy of these stressors might indicate the greater risk behaviors as far as the substance, increased substance use and sexual risk behaviors. What are some implications for practitioners and researchers? Why MSM who misuse prescription drugs, they represent high-risk population. It is important to address both past and present psychosocial factors that contribute to patterns of prescription drug misuse. I think intervening in early to mid-childhood might be appropriate if we are to reduce these later risk behaviors. And providing some of the supportive services that address stress reduction and mental health among young MSM who misuse the prescription drugs is important. I just want to acknowledge the National Institute of Drug Abuse for funding this dissertation research. I want to acknowledge my mentor at Drexel as well as my mentor at SDSU, Dr. Lankinow and Dr. Corliss, and of course most these young men who participated in the study, as well as the entire Philadelphia LGBT community.